Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Sound? So for me, this is a sad moment, having entered deeply into the association of sincere and ardent devotees, and having chanted and heard with them in the most holy land of Varshana. It is not a very happy occasion, not a very happy prospect to think of leaving. There is so much shelter in that association. One reason we hesitate to surrender is that we are afraid that if we surrender, something bad will happen. We feel that we have to be vigilant to protect ourselves. But in the right association, in the right place, in the right situation, we want to surrender to that group process, that world, that realm, and let go of our vain attempts to protect ourselves and our false pretenses of who we are, and just surrender. And in that environment, take shelter of the holy name. Different devotees have mentioned different meanings of the Maha Mantra that Srila Prabhupada gave. One meaning he gave was, "My dear friend, my dear friend, my dear friend." When we chant with, well, I wouldn't even say with, but when by Krishna's grace we're able to chant with some feeling, we realize that we have turned away from Krishna. And while chanting, we're praying to him to forgive us for having turned away from him. And we're praying to him to accept us back. And that is a real friend. If you may go away, but he's always there for you when you turn back toward him. And you want to chant more and more and more. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when one goes deep into one's chanting or one's spiritual practices, one will feel compassion for others. Even though we have not gone as far as we could, but even what little experience we've had is enough to convince us that this is the essence of life. This is the essence of life. And anything else is just a frivolous, illusory, frustrating attempt at finding safety, security, and happiness elsewhere. And that much is enough to impel one to speak to others about the purpose of life, the mission of life, the goal of life, and the means to attain it. And in that process, we are also rendering service to the Holy Name. We're pleasing our previous acharyas, by whose grace we are here. Tadati Pratigrinati, in discussing this verse of the exchanges of love shared between devotees, Srila Prabhupada said that the gift of the Holy Name is the most sublime example of the Tadati principle. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, some Vaishnava has given us that gift. But we have to take it deeply. And that is how we show our appreciation for they who gave it to us and for the gift itself. So it is a great challenge. It's a great challenge to maintain this mood outside as we've heard again and again, we're in the perfect situation. In the perfect situation, so we should take full advantage. But what happens when we leave the perfect situation? Well, it's hard. I can say from my own experience, it is hard. And we may not have that association that supports our intention, or not to the extent we have it here. But somehow we have to try to bring others into that mood. Even if not for their sake, for our sake, because we need their support. We can't do it alone. And as Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master told him, that if you do that, if you speak the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as you've heard it from me, that will do good for you and for those who hear you. Prabhupada often quoted the verse Dante Nidaya Trinakam Padayopatya, how we preach, taking the straw in our teeth and flattering 100 times, oh, you are so learned, you are so intelligent, you are so influential, and then the person will be eager, yes, yes, you are very perceptive, you have understood my greatness. What do you want to say? And then Chaitanya Chandracharya Bhutadaraka. Just forget whatever nonsense you've learned. Surrender to Lord Chaitanya. So, in that way, we speak to people around us, even people who are near and dear to us, and we actually have to speak in the same way to our own minds. Our own minds are not necessarily the association we want, so we have to appeal to our minds in the same way to cooperate with us in this endeavor. As far as how to take the retreat home, it's hard. My first thought was, well, I'll take Burijan Prabhu home. I'll take Satchinandan Swami home. Burijan Prabhu is a Greek. Satchinandan Swami is a little elusive. And then all of you, that would make it complete. So I do pray to all of you to keep me in your thoughts and prayers when you're chanting. Certainly, prayers are very powerful, very powerful. And whatever little drop of mercy we've received, let it animate us and invigorate us for the tasks that lie ahead. At the beginning I said I was sad. I'm also a little apprehensive. But I know from experience that when we go into the field, if we keep this consciousness with us, you know, we can actually serve the holy name by encouraging others to come to the holy name, to the chanting of the holy name, to go deeper in their relationship with the holy name. And I'm sure that we will meet again. Maybe we'll meet again here next year.